This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. It's already been a rough year for virtual currencies like Bitcoin and for some of the dark online markets that often use virtual currencies. In the wake of online illegal drug market Silk Road being shut down, a second version, Silk Road 2.0, was hacked, and a similar online market called Utopia has also been shuttered by authorities. Dave Lee is a technology reporter for the BBC. Hi, Dave.
Hi, how's it going?
It's been a bad couple of weeks for Bitcoin and for Darknet.
It really has, and for five people in particular. They were four Dutch men and a German man were arrested by police earlier in the week. They were accused of running a criminal marketplace called Utopia.
It appears that authorities are now very well aware of some of these places on the internet where some of these illegal things are being traded, bought, and sold. Are we seeing kind of an international crackdown?
There is a sign here that action from the authorities in various countries is now swift. And I think the thing that was perhaps slowing it down before was that the authorities didn't quite understand the dark web and how it worked.
Now, are these men that have been arrested, what will they be charged with?
If it's similar to the Silk Road defendant, they're charges that relate to facilitating illegal sale of drugs. It's quite as simple as that. And also, quite often with Bitcoin charges, it's money laundering. I mean, this is quite untested territory for law enforcement because these things are all being done for the first time. So as with many parts of the internet where law has kind of clashed with it, they don't really know what the first course of action is going to be.
I wonder how this might evolve. I mean, there's obviously an appetite for the kinds of things that are being sold on websites like this. We might see a lot more of this going forward.
I think so. I think if we were to draw parallels perhaps with how piracy grew on the internet, the sites they shut down that were providing tracks illegally, they were quickly duplicated and they were quickly used by more people. And I think that's going to be the authorities' worry here, that you know the Silk Road was a proof of concept for selling drugs online.
So another big part of these websites, of course, are virtual currencies and Bitcoin. There have been some hacks recently that have been really problematic for these kinds of websites, right?
Absolutely. We've seen a couple of recent hacks this week in particular that have affected the value of Bitcoin. A similar drug site to Utopia, Silk Road 2.0, was hacked and Bitcoins were stolen from the kind of database of where they were kept for that site. And also we saw one of the most prominent exchanges.
Sure, Mt. Gox.
Precisely. We saw that site come into a lot of problems and people have been unable this week to withdraw money from that site. So there are even people that are huge advocates of Bitcoin this week have begun kind of going, you know what, maybe we shouldn't rely on this so much.
Dave Lee is a technology reporter for the BBC. Dave, thank you very much, man.
No problem at all.
You can always find more of our stuff online. You don't have to use virtual currency, and none of it's illegal, near as I can tell at least. We're at marketplacetech.org.